Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shaunia Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. What am I working, you might ask, Coach Adams? Working your vision, achieving your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared faithfully each week, are always available online at your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is insightful. Allow me, Coach Adams, to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into our programming around today's subject. And we will, after that time, open up our programming for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions, your comments, statements, whatever that may be. This always lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love and encourage. So we want you to know, our global listening audience, We want you to chime in at the appropriate time and don't be scared, as the youth would say. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to shape up and win. We're talking about words and the power of words. Understanding that words are powerful. And I want you to know that it's my declaration to be a beacon of light with the words that I speak, because I understand that we are spirit beings having a human experience. And when we encounter each other as individuals in life, it's not what's on the outside that we encounter, but rather what's on the inside. And I want to share with you, for those of you who have been under a rock lately, yes, before we jump right on into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Send someone a quick fax, an email, write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Woo! Do whatever you need to do, bottom line, to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. We want to let you know that we extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your faithful and loyal support with expanding our outreach. If you don't already have your notepad, pen, tablets, iPads, sitting at your desktops or laptops, you want to take this opportunity to get situated so that you can receive the richness of what will be shared on today's broadcast. I'm real excited about sharing with you, again, as we are shaping up to win on today's installment of Motivational Mondays. I was saying before we jumped into that aspect that if you have not heard as of yet that Coach Adams is a co-author contributor of a book titled The Change, you must be hiding somewhere under a rock. This is a project that I am so proud to be associated with, and I'm excited to continuously share insight with you. The Change, book number 14, is the installment that I'm associated with, is an insight to self-empowerment. Top co-authors share life-enhancing realizations that will truly touch every area of your life. And I want you to know that your very own Coach Adams is one of the contributors to The Change. I have what I believe, and others have stated, is a powerful chapter on the power of words. But I don't want you to just simply take Coach Adams's point of view. I want to share with you. Recently, I shared the book with someone, and they gave me such an amazing, just amazing feedback. I was like, wow, because words are so powerful, and I, of course, understand that and recognize that. And so to receive such powerful words back, because this book, The Change, and the chapter that I've written, it is a part of my legacy, and it will go on to live on far beyond me. If you don't have your copy of The Change, book 14, and you want to get your autographed copy directly from Coach Adams, we'll share with you at the close of today's installment of Motivational Mondays how you can get that. But I wanted to share with you some insight from The Change, book 14, around my chapter, The Power of Words. But this is what a reader had to say. Coach Adams, wow. The Power of Words, I just read it 2.5 times. This chapter is phenomenal, fantastic, excellent, touching, sincere, honest, transparent, fluid, moving, empowering, and brilliantly written. You, by and with God's grace, did it. And they were saying how very proud they were of me and the power of words, understanding that to receive such empowering words was a wow for me. Because I know what it's like to birth a project and I know the significance of the power of words. And I am so truly beyond grateful for the various words that have been spoken into my life over the years. I realize the significance of words. And one of the greatest life lessons that I have learned as it relates to words is that each and every one of us, we are this living manifestation. We are this makeup product of each and every word that has been spoken into our lives, negative or positive. And many of us don't realize that. We don't realize the significance of words and how powerful words are. You know, growing up, I would so often hear this phrase, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Well, the reality is, growing up as a young girl, it was those words, those names that were very hurtful that were spoken into my life that really gave me my first insight around the power of words. If you want to hear more about my personal story, you would have to acquire the book to be able to hear that backdrop. But I want you to know that early on in life, I had this up close and personal encounter with the power of words. You see, words frame our thoughts, our beliefs, and it truly manifests and turns into what we will or will not achieve. It affects what we will or will not achieve. I actually call this our emotional bank account. More commonly, this emotional bank account that I have referenced it as speaks to our heart. Many will say within your heart. But I want you to know, and the reason why I felt it was so important to share with you today on Motivational Mondays around this subject of the power of words, and some of you may have heard a different variation of this because I am so passionate about the significance of words. And because I understand the significance of words and how it will empower us or it will tear us down, it will build us up or tear us down, it will breathe life or death, I want to make sure that I constantly bring this awareness. Because many of us use negative words that we don't even think about. You know, I was thinking about this one particular word, and a movie was made around it, despicable me. Despicable me. Despicable me. And when I think about that we're telling our young people in a movie, despicable me, and it's this, you know, quote unquote, cute little story, and, you know, it's animated and all of that, and so it looks fun, but you don't want to be called despicable. Because despicable means that you are morally reprehensible. So I don't want to be identified as someone that's lacking morals. But yet, we are depositing such words into our lives, and consciously, we are not even aware of the effects of each and every one of these words. Depending on how they're shaped, like with this, and this is not an attack on those who wrote the movie and all of that. I don't misunderstand, but I want us to understand that when a word is released into the atmosphere. And I know you're hearing Coach Adams' passion around this right now, because so often many of us, we speak words and we don't know and recognize the power of these words. We speak words daily and we don't know the effect of these words that we speak and we release into the atmosphere, and we don't get the full weight and significance of each of these words that we speak and put in the atmosphere. And, you know, for me, Coach Adams, I'm always bringing it back to your purpose, your assignment. I'm always bringing it back to you being able to crystallize your vision and achieve your goals and live your dreams. And so that's why this subject is so important to me. Because even in my participating and being a part of the Change book process and this project, I had to have the right amount of words deposited on the inside of me for me to even be able to perceive that I could do it. And so when we understand that we're all looking and seeking validation from the various words that are spoken, that when we speak a word, and sometimes we think it's cute, somebody will say, "Oh, you're so ruthless." Well, wow, when you think about the significance of the word ruthless, ruthless is without mercy or pity. Do you want to be perceived as one that is without mercy or pity? And I'm just using and giving a few illustrations because I want us to truly understand the significance of words that we speak and the weight that each and every one of these words carry. Someone would say, "Oh, you're so cold-hearted." That's not a compliment. If someone tells you you're cold-hearted, they're saying that you are lacking in sympathy or feeling. Do you want to be perceived as someone that is lacking in sympathy or feeling? So there is a great responsibility not only to the individual that is speaking words. When a word is spoken, it becomes a seed that takes root into our emotional bank account. In turn, each word takes shape and it blossoms negatively or positively. The words that have been deposited in our emotional bank account become our actions. We start to live out those words. What manifests out of us is each and every one of those words that have been spoken. So what I am achieving or not is based on the words that have been deposited in my emotional bank account, which is the heart center, I believe, is the heart center. It is the core of who we are. So if we're struggling with fear or whatever the case may be, we have to step back and evaluate the words that have been spoken into our emotional bank account. Why? Because words are so significant that words have the power to build us up or to tear us down. Words become either a plus or a minus that takes root in the garden of each and every one of our lives. The words that have been deposited in our lives breathe life or death. Words are, without question, they are both negative and positive seeds of energy. So when they are released, they are creating tears, or The words are creating empowerment. And so on our journey, the goal is to be empowered. Hence, Motivational Mondays, so that you can come and receive a weekly dose of motivation and inspiration. What is that saying? That you would come from week to week during this hour of empowerment, and you would leave more empowered so that you can feel like, wow, I can do my vision. You know, I think about the various words that have been spoken into my life, that the backdrop of those words empowered me to know you can do this project and you can do it well. I was so honored. I got received feedback from my mentors, and one of the things that stood out and it really touched my heart is that they said, wow, you took us on this journey in the change in your chapter, The Power of Words, and told such a great story around the power of words and gave such empowerment like a master. You took us on this journey like a master. And that honors me because what I have been called to do, I'm an edifier. I am an encourager. I am one who inspires through the words that I speak. And so understanding that words can build us up or tear us down. You know, I had a coaching session today and someone was struggling with words and struggling with the words that have or have not been spoken. And it happens for each of us. There is this constant battle that goes on. Why? Because words shape our core. Words not only shape our core, but words become our values. And these words that shape our core, that become our values, they render or take power. So they give us power or they strip us of power. So the words that have been deposited in our lives into our emotional bank account will establish our worldview, our view of the world around us. And how we view the world around us determines what limits or possibilities we actually have. You know, last week we were talking about no limits, but many of us are living lives laced with limits. And I want you to know that that is real, and it is a battle, and it's a battle because of the words that have been spoken into each and every one of our lives. Words carry great weight. Not only do words carry great weight, but words are very powerful. Words carry great weight and power. And understanding that if the right words have been effectively converted, the effects are positive. So if I get the right words in me, why are you sharing this with us, Coach Adams? Because it's never too late to make a shift. If you feel like I'm operating based on negative words that have been deposited in my emotional bank account, guess what? It's not too late. It's never too late to make a shift. So understanding that the right words that have been effectively converted, those words, in essence, give us a positive effect. The opposite is true. Adversely, the same is true on the opposite end of the spectrum, that if I have negative words that have been deposited, my result will be negative. And, you know, the more I learn and live out the significance of the power of words, the more conscious I become. Because I understand that if the wrong word is selected, I had this situation occur. As many of you know, I'm consulting and I've shared different things that have happened along the way. And so I selected a specific word choice. And that is truly what I saw. But then I said, let me step back, because this word choice could appear to be very harsh. And I want to make sure, understanding and knowing the power of words, that I am using the right phrase to give the right perception. And I do this on a regular basis where I'm processing and reprocessing. I'm constantly filtering the words through. But the other thing that I've realized is that words are not only the words that are spoken. We give life to those unspoken gestures that are also words given in a different way without the sound of them, but yet there's still great meaning and power. So I want you to know that as it relates to your vision and achieving your goals and living out your dreams, what words have been deposited in your emotional bank account? When you think about the bigness, the hugeness of your dreams, this great vision, what words come up? Because one of life's foundational ingredients for a positive outcome is the deposit of the right word. And so if we're not getting that positive outcome, maybe it's the word or gesture that have been deposited into our emotional bank account. So if you're not getting the results that you desire, you have to step back and evaluate the words that have been deposited. Because when you think about the words that have been deposited, each and every word that has been spoken, each and every word that has been spoken, there is life that happens around these words because they take root. And so if you are not getting the results that you desire, you have to step back and look at the ingredients of the words that have been spoken. Because words carry weight, and words are powerful. And we have a responsibility to select the words very cautiously that we allow to be deposited into our emotional bank account. You know, so often I'll have a vision and or a dream, and I'll hold it close. I'll be very guarded with whom I share certain things with. And I'm very guarded because I know that the wrong word spoken can now plant a seed of doubt, and it'll have me potentially to question and evaluate and rethink. And so you have to stay mindful. When these words are spoken, am I going to allow this word to dig roots, to sprout roots? And this is where I really want us to begin to process and think about today, because many of you listening in to Motivational Mondays on this magnificent Motivational Monday, you have a vision. You have some goals that you want to achieve, and you have a dream. Dreams that you want to live, but you have doubt. You doubt if you are enough to carry out the vision. I know it because I deal with it in my coaching practice on a regular basis. I deal with individuals who have to press through doubt. They begin to question. They get a vision, and it's big. And because of what's in their emotional bank account, they begin to question and doubt if they are enough to do whatever the assignment is. And that's why the feedback that I've received around my contribution to the change, it truly is inspiring for me, because it's confirmation. Now, people are reading after the fact. They didn't read it beforehand. I had to move forward with what I believed my assignment was. And because I know that there's great power in words, I had to guard my contribution. I didn't share with, you know, the people beforehand. Why? Because I was guarding the words that would be spoken around that. People saying, oh, no, you shouldn't do this, you should do that. Oh, I wouldn't do that. Oh, why? All of that negative energy. Well-meaning people, well-meaning. But I was reminded recently of a quote, because when you get a vision, that vision is given to you. And that vision that has been given to you is for you to carry out. And no one knows the intimate details of that vision that you've been given but you and the one that gave you that vision, that gave you that hope. And this quote that I was reminded of today, don't expect people to understand your grind when God didn't give them your vision, was so powerful and such a great reminder, because I know story after story after story of individuals that their dreams seemed too great, and I could call names, and if I name dropped, many you would know that are in my circle, that their dreams seemed so big, and yet they're living their dream that seems so big because of a word or words that were spoken. And when you think about the significance of that, that's so very powerful. You have the right person tell you, you can do it. My coach and mentor, Al Hollingsworth, is always saying, you can do it. And many people hear the vibrations of that sound. You can do it. And when you're starting to doubt and question those words, four simple words, you can do it, have been released and become vibrations that now empower, inspire, and encourage someone when they're feeling like, I can't, that you can do it. So listen to the power, the magnitude of words, four simple words that say, you can do it. And that's what I want to share with you today, that no matter the magnitude of your vision, no matter how great your goals appear to be, I want you to know that you can do it. If you're hearing the negative words of the doubters, the haters, you need to change who you are allowing to speak into your emotional bank account. Don't share your dream with people who have shown you that they're always going to take a negative approach. That's why I said words are powerful. And we as individuals, we must recognize the power of words. And in our recognizing the power of words, I have a responsibility. You have a responsibility. When we understand that words are powerful, we have the responsibility to select the words that we speak and the words that we receive wisely. I have the responsibility. You have the responsibility. Because if I allow the wrong words to be deposited, you can't do it. You'll never achieve your goals. You're not enough. What makes you think you can? All of those negative words. The people that are speaking those words, they're not meaning to burst your bubble per se. They're speaking out of the negativity that has been deposited into their emotional bank account. But I want you to know that anyone that has achieved any great thing, at whatever that level may be, they achieved it not because of the negative words that were spoken. They achieved it because of the positive words that were spoken. Words influence our behavior. Words influence our behavior, which in turn drives what we do. So if I believe you can do it, I can do it, guess what? I'm moving in the direction of those words and the vibration of those words that say, I can. If a word was spoken and that word was, your mama was nothing, your daddy was nothing, you're not going to be nothing. You got a whole family line of nothing. Now what words do you follow after that family line of nothing until other words are deposited that now empower you to believe something different than what has already been deposited in you? Think about that. Pause and think about that. If you've been told all of your life you can't, you won't until you make a shift in your mind, in your emotional bank account, and allow there to be a deposit greater than what's already pre-existing. I can tell you story after story of the devastating impact that I have experienced based on words, but I can also tell you on the opposite side, the building process that I've experienced based on positive words that said, you can. Nothing is impossible. You can do it. Whatever you set your mind to, you can do it. Last week we spoke about no limits, and we said whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, that it will also achieve. Napoleon Hill. But we have to be able to see ourselves doing it. And many of us do not see ourselves doing it. We see ourselves at the starting line, but we never see ourselves crossing the finish line because of those words that have been spoken into our emotional bank account. I want you to know, our global listening audience, that this is the time in our program when we open up our program for you, and we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. I want to thank our sponsor that brings us to the airwaves, Inspired Media for You, hosting Motivational Mondays now. Wow. This is our second year. We just had our 2-year anniversary on the airwaves with Inspired Media for You in February. So that is truly a wonderful accomplishment that we're really proud about. And we want you to know that we want to have you to continue to share with us. Maybe you're thinking, Coach Adams, wow, I'm intrigued by the change. I am intrigued, Coach Adams, by the change book and this insight into empowerment. If you're interested in getting your autographed copy from your very own resident empowerment coach, who, as we've discussed, is a contributor and has this powerful chapter on the power of words, you may email admin@coachadams.com, 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 or you may call 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101 to receive your copy of The Change, number 14, where your very own resident empowerment coach, Coach Adams, is a co-author contributor on the Insight into Self-Empowerment, where top co-authors share life-enhancing realizations that will touch every area of your life. And that area of your life that Coach Adams has touched on is the power of words. I want you to know that I am so excited that next week we have a gym that is joining us here live on the broadcast from Canada. Deb Crow has a weekly show based on the Change series, the Change Book Radio Show. Real excited to have Deb Crow sharing with us live in studio on next week, and we will be looking at birthing the Change Radio Show, because the Change book was birthed by Jim Britt and Jim Ludis. And so Deb Crow came on board and had this great idea for the Change Book Radio Show, and you'll hear more about that. But whenever you have a vision, your vision is not too great. You just need to begin to move in that. And as we stated, having the right words empowers you, and you get the support. And we'll hear more about that again on next week, on next week's installment. So as we continue to talk about the power of words, what words have been spoken into your life that you realize, wow, those words were negative? You know, I often share that I had a friend in my life, and a beautiful individual, but wow, when I tell you they could find the negative in any situation. And, you know, I look back now and I think, wow, they had no idea of the power of words. Because their bank account could be sitting on what some would consider, quote unquote, fat, you know, 100,000 or whatever it was, and yet they get under that 100,000 and they're talking about how broke they are. And I understand that everything is relative, but wow, you're speaking that into the atmosphere. You know, one of the things that I have consciously been speaking in my life, understanding the power of words, has increased. Literally, continuously speaking, increase, 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 increase. And not just increase, I've been speaking 100 increase, 100-fold increase, 100-fold increase. And what's so interesting is that I was reminded that I've been speaking that consistently, silently. Those are the words that I was depositing into my own emotional bank account, understanding the power of words, that as I started to move into a different season, I was like, wow, I'm seeing the manifestation of the power of those words. And so I want to encourage you, where do you need to speak life to your life? Where do you need to speak positive words that when you release them in the atmosphere, because words carry weight and words have the ability to influence our behavior, if you are continuously speaking increase into your life versus lack, there's something different that happens. So it is the power of words is in our decision of which words will I speak, which words will I receive. I choose, and I don't always get it right. And you know Coach Adams is all about being open and transparent. I am still in process. I am still on the journey. I don't always get it right. But my heart is to always get it right. It really is. And so I want you to know that this power of words, if you can just grab hold to this and understand the significance. I have great stories in my chapter of the Change book 14 around the power of words. You'll have to acquire the book to be able to get that insight. It's so funny because even my mentor reread it this weekend, and he was saying, wow, I didn't know that. I learned something new all of the years that we've been connected, and I love that. You know, you get a greater insight, and writing can be very therapeutic, and you can share what you feel you want to share in a different way. I have a story in my chapter associated with my experience as a little girl, which is very powerful. Even my mom was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know that you were faced with that and dealing with that. A story around my dad and a diagnosis that he received and how that affected him, and he's no longer with us, but that was another lesson that I learned based on the power of words. And there are many. So I want you to know that when you're able to identify the magnitude of the words that are spoken and deposited in your emotional bank account and how those words can either build you up or tear you down, how those words now convert into what you achieve or not because of our association with those words, that we can make a shift. And so, again, I say to you, the reality is that I realized that when I would hear sticks and stones will break my bones and names will never hurt me, that was a not-so-wise man that made that statement, because so many of us have had broken bones that have healed, but yet the words that have been spoken have affected many for generations, because of the magnitude, the effect of the power of those words. The greatest hurts that many of us have suffered have been from words. The greatest hurts that many of us have suffered, it hasn't been from broken bones, but rather it has been from those words that have been spoken into our lives, those words that have been deposited into our emotional bank account. And I want you to know that I am a firm believer that words are the second most powerful force in the universe. The second most powerful force in the universe. Because with just one breath, words will breathe life or death. With this little tongue, this muscle, this tongue known as a muscle that I have in my mouth that I utilize, it helps me to speak. One word can inspire hope, or it can cause one to die a dark and painful death just from that one word. When you really understand the magnitude and the weight, now the power of words and the significance of words takes on a whole different aspect. And so I want you to be encouraged today that you can make a shift. If you want some clear bullet points on how do I make a shift, a clear action plan, get your copy of The Change 14 from your very own Coach Adams. How do you do that? Admin, email, admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. Or give us a call at 310-289-2101. Because understanding and having an awareness of the power of words is empowering, and it gives us power. If you don't like the direction that you were headed in, hello, you can now shift your course on your journey by shifting the words that are deposited into your emotional bank account. Words, again, are vibrations that have the ability to transform. And so with a word, you can shift the course that you're going in. And it's so funny because the navigation system will tell you it's recalibrating your route. The same is true. When you shift those negative words to positive words, there is a recalibration that happens that enables you to level up and to get different results. Wow, I have to tell you that, again, this is a subject that Coach Adams is very passionate about. I trust that you receive some good nuggets of wisdom to support you on your journey today around the power of words. Understanding that words carry weight and words are powerful. I want us to continue this dialogue, this discussion. So if you didn't ask a question, but yet you have a question or a thought burning on your heart, let's continue the dialogue. We have a Facebook Motivational Mondays form that is available for you to be able to give some thoughts and insights in our social media networking outlet, Facebook. You can make a comment. Maybe, just maybe, you have a show topic, a subject that you would like to have covered. Maybe, just maybe, you have a great recommendation for a guest that you feel would bring insight and empowerment that would motivate and inspire and give empowerment on a Monday around their story, their area of expertise. We welcome that. Want you to know that we so appreciate you tuning in for this hour of empowerment, Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. I mean, you could be doing anything on a Monday, and you have opted to be right here on our next installment. We are going to be looking at Birthing the Change radio show with Deb Crow. I'm really excited to have Deb on the show. I've been on the Change Book radio show. We had a great time. She is, without question, just a warm light, and I'm excited to have her to share with us. I want to stay connected with you, our global listening audience. If you are not already a part of the Coach Adams Network, please visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. I want you to be aware that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. And that is truly my heart. Twice a year in January and in July, so coming up in July, we host a live empowerment win shop. It's a workshop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, a powerful time of shaping up to win. 4 hours of power is a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. Receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. For early bird registration, ticket information, email admin@coachadams.com. admin@coachadams.com. Know that sponsorship opportunities are also available if you would like to be a sponsor for Inspired Media for you and or one of our win shops. Contact our team at admin@coachadams.com. You may email admin@coachadams.com. You can always call 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. I want you to know you do not want to miss next week's installment. If you are struggling with birthing your vision, next week's installment is truly for you. You're going to hear from 0 to 60, as one would say, how Deb Crow birthed the Change Book radio show, how this vision was given to her, and how she stepped out and executed on what was given to her. Many of us, we don't execute on what was given to us because of those words that have been spoken that have technically torn us down from our belief that we can. And so I want to leave you with this. With every word that has been spoken, before you speak a word, before you speak a word, I want you to think about how your words will affect the receiving party because of the power of words. I want you to ask yourself a question. This is your journey work. Before you speak a word, I want you to think about how will your words affect the receiving party. I want you to question and process, what type of deposit do I want to make? What type of deposit will I make by releasing these words? Will your words have a negative or a positive impact? Will your words that you have crafted, your words that you're about to release in the atmosphere, your words that you're about to speak, will your words have a negative or positive impact? Will your words render life or death? Will your words render life or death? Will your words build someone up or tear someone down? Will your words build someone up or tear someone up down? I want you, before you speak a word, before you release that word, count the cost. We thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for you with your resident empowerment coach, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams. I coach, you win. Thank you for tuning in. This concludes today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams.